19 minutes to 5 o'clock on this beautiful Thursday morning, Yom Al-Khamis, the 29th of Safar, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this morning. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yasir li amri. وَأَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we continue with Surah Bani Israel, Chapter 17, on this day, the 29th of Safar, and the verses we focus on today is verses 15, 16, 17, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 17, verse 15, Manihtada, that whosoever is guided, he is on the right path, on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, on Islam, فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِي. So definitely then that person is guided and for his own benefit. He will find success in this world and prosperity, eternal success in the year after. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ. And whosoever went astray, so remember that people today follow this ism, that ism, and so forth and so on. فَإِنَّمَا يَدِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. So this going astray will be a calamity, disaster, catastrophe for him. You can see the world media had to carry the story of the person, Allah forbid, who drew the cartoon of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the more the people were trying to help and assist him, the more he was shouting and screaming, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily, the one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will crush them. Inna kafay. We suffice for you, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Against those who belittle and ridicule you, Allah forbid. So it shows that that is the way of disaster, calamity, catastrophe. And Allah is showing us so many signs. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Now what people tend to do, Muslim and non-Muslim, they will say, no, I was following my teacher, I was following my parents, and this is what society demanded from me. So Almighty Allah mentioned the golden rule, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. The burden of one person will not be carried by another person. Every person has personal responsibility. I commit a sin, I am responsible for it. I commit the sin publicly, I have to beg Almighty Allah forgiveness publicly. I commit the sin privately, I have to beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness discreetly, privately. So that is what Islam is teaching us. And we reject, remember what the Christians or other people say, that a child is born with sin, original sin. Kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra. Every child that is born on this earth is born on the capacity, ability, capability, that on Iman and Islam. Then when he grows up, he becomes mature and so forth and so on. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهُوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, meaning that the parents, the society, they will make him a Christian, they will make him a Jew, they will make him a fire worshipper, idol worshipper. So that is what happens. But you can't blame them. Everyone is responsible, end of the day, for their own speech, their own deeds and actions. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ. And we will not punish people. حتى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. Till we send a messenger. So what is the meaning of this? Now there is no messenger coming. So remember, because the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam's message is global, international. And remember that the message of the messenger is going on. That's exactly what we are doing. So no person can say Islam has not reached him or her. So remember that Almighty Allah has justice. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Yes, there will be the second coming of Prophet Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, but he will not come as a prophet, but rather as a follower, ummati of Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now Almighty Allah teaches us what's happening in today's world. When we look at the modern world, what do we see? وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا, Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun, the plural, as a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, majesty and sovereignty. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا, and when we decree and nuhlika qaryatan, that we're going to destroy a city, a country, a place, amarna mutrafiya, then we command, again stamping his authority, mutrafiya, those people, the rich people, those people who lead a life of luxury, those people who lead an opulent lifestyle, that we command them, fafasaku fiha, they go beyond the limits. Go see the Arab countries, go see the Muslim countries, go see other countries, how the rich are living. You must remember that every law of Almighty Allah they break. Fisq, fasaqu means at-tajawuz anil hudud, to go beyond the boundaries and parameters in that town, in that city, in that country, continent. Fahaqqa alayha al-qawl, then that verdict of Almighty Allah is truly established against them. Now Allah gives, this is not barakah. Barakah is when you try your level best, you have Iman, Islam, you fight and suppress your desires, you go against the grain and society, you prepared for all the criticism, and remember that Almighty Allah gives you barakah, blessings, and in that short period you can accomplish so much. But this is muhula. Allah gives them respite, extension for a little while. Thereafter, فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. Thereafter, Almighty Allah annihilates them. Almighty Allah demolishes them. Who could think that the Soviet Union, you must remember, will fall apart? And fall apart indeed. And you see a Armenian Empire, British Empire, Russian Empire, this empire, so American Empire, everybody must fall sooner or later. That is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa kam ahlakna min al-qurun. See again the plural. Allah stamping his authority, sovereignty, majesty. And how many min al-qurun generations did we destroy? Min ba'di Nuh, after Noah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Imagine that in his time, that he lived for 950 years, the Quran says, wa ma amana ma'ahu illa qaleel. 82 people approximately embrace Islam. From that time till the time of Prophet Muhammad, how many civilizations, how many generations came, and the remnants and the relics are there for you to see. Madai in Asalih, go and see. And the people of Lut alayhi salam, those who committed sodomy, the crime of gay business and on homosexuality, the signs are there. So all Almighty Allah is showing us, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. And your sustainer, nourisher, Allah is sufficient. That as is all aware and all seeing, بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ, the sins and vices of his servants. And then Allah unleashes the punishment. Today is the 29th of Safar. Tonight we must scan the sky, and it's 29 our moon. So inshallah it will be sighted with the grace and mercy of Allah. Inshallah, read Allahu Akbar. Hilal, Khairin, Warushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of Rabiul Awwal a month of goodness for us, Warushdin, righteousness. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the Mubarak, blessed month of Rabiul Awwal, inshaAllah. And remember, between 11 and 12, we will have our fiqh program, and that too with Mawlana Zahid Khan. We will discuss Imam Malik, Rahimahullah, in today's lesson, inshaAllah Al-Aziz.
Somebody says, can I claim from the road accident fund? Ustad, would this money be halal for me?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 100% halal for you, permissible for you. You know that every liter of petrol, every liter of diesel we fill up, so we are paying for it. The government is not doing us a favor or anything. So if a person is involved in some tragic accident and so forth, and some person passed away, some person got injured and so forth, incapacitated, and you claim from there, totally permissible. However, false claims, exaggerated claims, all that will be haram and not permissible.
We've got a new listener. It's Brother Yuvraj Ustad. He says, good morning, sir. Did you hear of the cartoonist that drew pictures of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? He died in a car accident, but his body was described that of a dog. He lived like this for 14 years. And Yuvraj says here, hope it's an eye-opener for all the oppressors. And Modi, stop what you are doing. The BJP and Modi, you guys are next. Ustad, Yuvraj.
Thank you, my brother Yuvraj, for raising that point. I mentioned it yesterday and just now, also a few minutes ago. Any person, remember, who opposes the message or the messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the messenger and the message of Islam, sooner or later he or she will pay the price. And you, my brother Yuvraj, you want reference for this? It is the shortest chapter in the Noble Quran. Chapter 108 and 3 verses only. You know, in the Noble Quran there are 114 chapters, and you must remember that there are 6,236 verses. Regarding Modi, regarding the Hindu fundamentalist terrorists there in India, BJP, RSS, you must remember they think they got Israel on their side, they have America on their side, and they can continue terrorizing the Muslims and oppressing them. Remember, their time will come. And remember that it has happened in the past, that what happened to the Pharaoh, what happened to the other tenpot dictators. So similarly, we will see in our lifetime. I give you one example, my brother Yuvraj, and you can Google it. There was a war criminal, a tenpot dictator. His name, Ariel Sharon, and he was one of the greatest leaders as far as the Jews are concerned and the Zionists are concerned. So in their eyes, they really praised him. In our eyes, he is 100% a war criminal, dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. When the time came for punishment, 8 years he was in comatose. He was in Sakarat. He laid there, you must remember. They brought the best doctors, Israeli, American, this one, that one. None could help him, you must remember. So that is what awaits Modi and his group and so forth, unless they repent, and then it's a different issue. But otherwise, Allah ki la tibe awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise, but thanks for standing up for justice, and that is what our message is. Your conscience should make you stand up for justice.
I see Edward also started in Auckland. He says that these guys never learned the lesson. You heard AK, it says here, presidential candidate of France, Eric Zemmour, he calls for the ban on Muslim names like Muhammad. What is wrong with these guys, Edward Ustad?
Remember, regarding France, Macron himself, you must remember what the tenpot dictator he turns out to be. I give you three examples. I've been to all three countries. When it came to Algeria, when it came to Morocco, when it came to Tunisia, that France has cut their visa quota to a half or so and so forth. So I'm asking you, why are you doing this? Because they are Muslim countries? Because they are Arab countries? Why don't you do this with other countries? And if you look at it, how ironic that the same French, you must remember, they occupied Algeria for more than than 130, 150 years approximately, and they stole and looted and plundered that country, you must remember. That's one example that is in North Africa. Come to Mali and see what they are doing in Mali, looting that country. They want all the gold, they want the natural resources, and so forth and so on. So you must remember that now Mali also is waking up and told France that you go to hell now, so you don't come and dictate to us, and so forth. Third one, I read the article last night that where one crazy politician of France says that we must not even allow the name Muhammad. What happened to the freedom of religion? What happened to the freedom of expression? So you are worse than the Taliban. You say the Taliban does not give rights. So what are you doing? You're demonizing millions of Muslims. Where's the rights of the Muslims, my brothers? So this is what the West does. You know what is all this, Edward? You also must refer to the Quran and study the noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 61 and verse number 8, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ. Their motive and intention is to extinguish. If you understand the rudiments and the basics of the Arabic language, you will know it's in the present tense and future tense. So it's for now and the future. Their intention and motive now and in the future is to extinguish the radiance and effulgence of Almighty Allah, meaning they want to wipe out Islam and Muslims. We have him with their mouths and their media and their crooked politicians and everybody else who is in their pocket. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi, and Allah will let the radiance and effulgence spread everywhere. Wallahu karihal kafirun, although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Write it down, Edward. Tomorrow we don't know we are alive or we gone. So one of the first countries in Europe to become Muslim will be France, inshallah.
Ameen.
There are so many Arabs there. There are so many other Muslims there. So that is what they are burning. The more they burn, the more people embrace Islam. And if you go study the demographics of France, Paris and Paris and all that, you will know that the French women, they are the ones embracing Islam much more compared to the man. So that speaks volumes already.
Subhanallah. I see the sister in UK says, dear Mufti Saab, man-made laws are meant to be broken. What happens to people who breaks Allah's law? Ustad?
It depends which type of law. Remember, man-made law which trample upon Sharia. Therefore, our countries today, democracy, freedom, liberty, all just hollow slogans. You must remember that. And all of them, their hypocrisy has come to the fore and become so manifest nowadays. So when it tramples on Islam, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala calls it Jahiliya. فَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. You must write down, O sister, remember this ayat and this verse here. What are they seeking? The laws of Jahiliya? Are they seeking the laws, you must remember, of paganism and ignorance? Look at the Arab countries. For soccer and all that, 100% attendance. And if you take the Haram Sharif, then this law and this law. Is this not hypocrisy? So that is Jahiliya. Remember that. To bootleg the West and so forth. So Surah 5, Surah Maidah, chapter 5, verse 50. Easy reference, Surah 5, chapter 5, verse 50. And I was telling you of democracy. Why are all these systems failing? Their emphasis and focus is only on human rights, so-called human rights. That suits them, actually. And divine rights, religion, they say don't speak of religion. That's a private matter, keep it to your house. We say, nay, divine rights must be brought in the equation, and then you speak of human rights. When you have a system, a secular system, where there is no religion, there is no divine rights, then remember that's a recipe for disaster. So let me give you what the punishments are. In Islam, some punishments are designated, specified. Others, you must remember, will be Mufawwaz ila ra'yil qazi, what the judge, the magistrate deems fit. If a person in Islam commits fornication, male or female, they're not married and they commit zina, 100 lashes in public. Surah 24 verse 2. So you must remember, take them out, give them 100 lashes, it must be a deterrent. If it is adultery, then it is death penalty. If it is drugs and alcohol and so forth, 80 lashes in public. If the person becomes apostate, he was a Muslim, born a Muslim, or he embraced Islam, then he or she, you must remember, denounce Islam. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtulu, then the death penalty will be applicable. So these are the type, there are many others, I just give example. And thereafter, many other crimes. So you must remember, then there we will say, there the qazi, the judge, and so forth, you must remember, will pass the verdict. So Islam is a living religion for all times, all places, all circumstances. But the Western media has bombarded the Muslims, and 75-80% of the Muslims across the board, you must remember, they hate the Islamic law. And they look at it, you must remember, as barbaric. I'm speaking of the Muslim, never mind non-Muslim, because the weakness of the iman. Tell a Muslim today that if you steal 1,000 rand, $1,000, your hand will be, from your wrist downwards, it will be amputated. And then see what he will say. How many are Muslim, you must remember, they have objections on the penal code, because their name is Bilal, but they think like Bali. The name is Maryam, but they think like Mary. The West has taken control of the thought process. And you must remember, the Muslim today, the Arab today, I'm speaking of majority, that they suffer from the inferiority complex. Once you do that, you are in serious trouble. Al-Islamu ya'alu wa la yu'la alayh. Hadith in Daraqutni, Islam is always superior and nothing can be superior upon Islam. So that is the test of our faith, our conviction. And the Taliban showed it. They told the West, go to hell. So you must remember, we apply our laws, and Allah gave them a spectacular victory against 48 countries, humiliating, disgracing them.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Listen to this one, Ustad. Sister Ranel, she says, with due respect, you guys give lectures in the mosques and in the halls. Why is it that women don't have a right to speak in public? What is wrong with this? Don't women have the right ever say as well? I mean, look at me, I'm a journalist. I travel wherever I go. Sister Ranel, Ustad.
So you are speaking here to us, who's stopping you? So you must remember that any Muslim lady can pose questions and we will answer her. Every day it's happening, my sister. So I mean, you don't need to judge us with a jaundiced eye. So yes, Islam does not allow for a woman to be gallivanting alone here and there. Now you say you, Ranel, and I'm surprised you make the statement, notwithstanding the fact that you are a journalist, you know better than me. So what in South Africa is happening? Your G, B, or G, V, and all that gender violence and all this here, gender-based G, B, V. You know, we have to get used to all these terms. Gender-based violence. South Africa is one of the biggest perpetrators. So why? So you must remember that, because you must remember your laws are such that you must remember. If you say that the people who rape, there must be death penalty, but they took the death penalty and threw it away. So that is what Islam teaches, my sister. So you must understand what Islam stands for. So you're looking at it holistic. You're not looking at it holistically. You're looking at it selectively. How much home domestic violence is there? How many murders are there? How many suicide are there? So sister, you can't use, I'm telling you, any Muslim lady can ask us questions in a public forum. This is a public forum. This we are giving you preference over the Muslim because it suits you and suits the non-Muslims. Daytime you are busy in your shop, in your job, in your work. So I told my team that no, give the non-Muslim, let them ask whatever they want to. But any Muslim lady, that if I tell you, my sister Ranel, Now I have to disclose secrets. You know, I answer over 100 questions a day. You must remember that. It goes to 200 also. And my sister, you must remember, majority of the questions come from females and so forth. And anybody among the Muslim, locally, nationally, internationally, they know my aim is within 24 hours they must be given the answer, whether it's by email, whether it's by WhatsApp, whether it's by SMS, whether it's on air. So you must remember that. So we are here to provide a service, not to Muslims, but to humanity, gratis, free of charge. That is what we want. But we dead against your system, where the lady can run around, sleep with this one, sleep with that one, where there is gender-based violence, where there is rape, where there is prostitution, all these things. So when you speak, my sister Renal, then with due respect to you, you should study Islam. You must remember the way that is holistically. You are trained as a journalist, so you're not thinking out of the box. You are thinking in the box, and that is how the Western mind is trained. Why don't you speak about France? You must remember that. They will allow the mask, but they will not allow my sister to wear the niqab. I'm asking you, Renal, you comment on that. Why don't you write on that? The hypocrisy of France and so forth. Why has America never had a female president? Why did Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, never have a female president? They had a female prime minister, but not a female president. Did you write about all this? So are they oppressed, Renal? So come off it, Renal. You do your homework properly, then we talk.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Subhanallah, Ustaz. I see Sister Melanie, she says that, why does Islam regard all the Muslim women to be high? They're not allowed to become a journalist, or they're not allowed to do this air hostess. Could you please explain to me, Sister Melanie, Ustaz?
Sister Melanie, when God Almighty Allah created human being, He gave everyone a different role, responsibility. It's like you saying, Melanie, my sister, that why I, AK, cannot get pregnant, why can I breastfeed, why can I have labor pains and all that. So you know that that will be the function of the lady. But now what has happened to today's society? I went to New Zealand, right, my sister Melanie? And then I had to come via transit, you must remember, to Melbourne or, you understand, Brisbane or Sydney or one of these countries. And I was coming back to Dubai. And then Dubai, South Africa. Long trip, over 30 hours, 32 hours, whatever. So when I entered Sydney, Melbourne or one of them, the lounges, I couldn't believe, this was the first time, this is many years ago. I couldn't believe what I saw, you know. That they said washroom, men. Washroom, woman. And then third one, they had no gender or all genders or something like that. So imagine a thing like this, where Almighty Allah created Adam and Eve. Today's human being, they want to say, no, you must change the definition of marriage. And you say Adam and Eve, or Adam and Steve, or Madam and Eve. This is what you want. Melanie, be honest about that. I'm asking you, do you want that for your children? So even the gender is no more the private, is what you think. If you go to some countries, they have different portions and parts and columns, more than 100. You must, what your mind thinks, that is your gender. You must remember that. So the other day I sent out, you must remember, it was Scotland or somewhere, that 4-year-old children, 5-year-old children, they want to ask them that what is your gender. Can you believe? The boy is born as a boy. The girl is born as a girl. So once you understand that, then you understand that we have different responsibilities. Islam says, I am married. So everything outside, the shopping, the work, I must do. My wife is the minister of interior. Everything in the house, she must do. I must not poke my nose. Try that out and you will see harmony, you will see peace, you will see justice. justice. But your system, the secular Western system, you want the men and the women all to work together. Then what you have? Then you have sexual harassment. Then you have discharge, all this. Look at South Africa, how many problems we're having. So he must remember. And then go ask Clinton what he was busy doing with Monica there and so forth. Mm. You can never put butter next to the stove and expect nothing to happen. That is what Islam teaches us. Last question.
I see Alan Ustad this morning. He says, please do pray for all the religions. AK Ustad, Alan.
We pray for all the people, and believe you me, I have the Quran, our holy book and scripture in my hand. This morning before I came down, I prayed to Allah. Ya Allah, these people are good people. Give them the true light and show them the true light. Because of the mass media and how they are trained, they go astray. But you are Qadir Mutlaq. You have all the power. And there you can see it already. How your mind is being stimulated because you're not watching the TV that takes you into a certain slant. You're coming to the message of truth, and therefore you wake up early to listen to us. May Almighty Allah guide you, bless you to the truth of Islam and the light of justice and peace. Inshallah, 11 to 12, we discuss fiqh. Tonight, scan the sky for the new moon, and it will usher in the month of Rabiul Awwal, inshallah. Salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.